your choice.
Playing the music you love at lunchtime. Today FM.
George, right. One of my favourite things is that when you put the words, "Is George Ezra?" into Google, the autofill options come up, right? Mm. Is George Ezra Irish? Yeah. I mean, Ezra.
That near the top of the list?
Yeah, Ezra, very famous Irish name. I mean, is there any Irish?
No, I don't think I have any Irish. I don't believe so. I would love to be.
Let's just set the narrative that you're actually Irish, George, are you?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, just for the passport alone, this would be fantastic.
You're right. You're very right. Something else that comes up, is George Ezra posh? Would you consider yourself posh?
I think for
most Irish people, when you hear an English accent, you just, oh, they're quite posh. It's hard to differentiate.
And especially like southern English accents, it's just like that. It kind of, I guess so. I think, am I posh? The answer is no.
Okay.
But then it's all...
If I were to ask the question, do people think George Ezra is posh? The answer would probably be yes.
The answer is absolutely yes. The amount of articles, especially starting out, that I'd read about myself, and I'd be like, I wish this was my life. I don't know what you're writing about. I don't know where you're getting this from. I think also it's all relative, isn't it? Sometimes like I'll be somewhere, I'll be like, they're so posh. I can't meet someone. I'm like, yes. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. And another one that comes up is George Ezra alive? I mean, you are, very much so.
I am alive.
And I'm glad. Alive and kicking.
I'm alive. I'm posh. I'm not Irish.
Okay, great. I'm glad we've got down to it. I'll start writing the biography.
You know, I learned recently, and this might not be true, but apparently the word posh, it was the letters stood for something. And it was when you travelled by boat, it was port out, starboard home. And they were the best seats to have on the boat. I know!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like you were port on the way out, starboard home. Yeah, like you were, I think port out would mean that you were, I don't know what it means.
I've never been in a boat, so I have no idea. But still, I'm still very impressed. So I hear you're a massive fan of an Alpine to Guinness.
Mmm.
Big fan? See, this is why we're vibing.
I am a big fan of Guinness. I don't know why.
It's delicious.
What I was going to say is I don't know why it doesn't seem to affect me the next day the same way it does some other people.
Uh-huh.
Some people find it can like really be quite heavy the next day. Mm-hmm. I kind of sail through that, which isn't the case with all alcoholic beverages. So, yeah,
that
I do love
it. Very impressive.
Also, is there a rivalry between Guinness and Murphy's?
There is and there isn't. I mean, Guinness kind of is so far ahead.
Okay, because when we played a show in Cork once, and we like in the hotel, I ordered a Guinness, and the guy working there was like, politely,
yes,
may I pour you a Murphy's? And it was nice.
Yeah, I think Murphy's is Cork, as far as I'm aware. So once you're in Cork, and Cork are quite particular, so if you're in Cork, go for Murphy's. But you are playing in Dublin on September 29th, so I have great plans. You and I are going to go for Guinness. We'll do a little pub crawl, and then we'll come up with
a taste test.
Yeah. It's research.
I mean, this might need to happen after the show.
That's fine. Not a problem.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't, you know, there's a paying audience that want, you know, a good show. And
not
if
a
I
problem.
Get out, let me tell you about the Guinness I've tried to bag.
Me and Pamela had 10 pints before the show. Yeah. See ya. Yeah. It's been 5 years since staying at Tamara's. And I mean, fairly successful album, massive hits, Shotgun, Paradise. Your new album, Gold Rush Kid, will be out on the 10th of June. Do you feel a little bit of pressure coming off the back of the last album? Or are you like, nope, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't feel the pressure.
Great.
Really. And I think that's for lots of different reasons. You know, it's been 8 years since my first record came out. And I've been really fortunate that this is what I've been able to pursue, you know. And I think it would be a real shame if this far into it, I was still worried or worrying. Like, it's at this point, George, just enjoy it. You know, like if you can enjoy it, you've got the best job in the world. Okay, and that's I really feel that. So I don't feel worried. It also helps that I love the album that I'm going to be releasing.
Okay. Yeah. Would we say your favourite album so far you've released?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But then I will say that about the next one.
Of course. But that's
good. It's not that I don't mean it. It's just that you're proud. It's like, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe we did it.
Sure.
But there's moments in the studio where you go, how are we going to get this done? But we did it.
Now, I will say, though, I thought we were kind of being best friends. And I've just remembered that you are a big fan of tea, but you put the milk in first. Can you talk me through that process?
Yeah.
Mentally, what situation are you in when you do that?
The person that introduced me to drinking tea, I was 14 years old, and that's how she did it.
Okay.
I don't mean to, you know, blame the teacher, but that. And then also, I have a tour manager from Dublin.
Okay.
Who leaves the tea bag in.
That's okay. We're okay with that. Yeah.
And his whole thing is that, like, then it gets stronger as you go. Now, if you put the milk in... Oh, God.
No, give me the science. You give me the posh fact. Give me the tea science. Let's go.
By the way, I think the posh thing probably isn't true either.
Well, then let me
give you another false fact.
Exactly.
I've heard that it takes, like, the dye from a tea bag... It like starts to come out instantly, but the actual flavors of tea, it takes at least 4 minutes. So I just dash the milk in first, put the bag in, fill it with boiling water, and just leave it for 5 minutes and let it do its thing. When you come back to it, it's like a really beautiful tea color.
Okay, I'm gonna take your word for it. When I finish chatting to you, I'm gonna go make my cup of tea your way, and then when we go on the Guinness pub crawl, I can give you the feedback. I lived in Madrid back in 2015, and I saw you play a gig there, and it was in February, and I was all young and doe-eyed, and you were about halfway through your set, and you started the intro to a song, and the guitar was going, and you just kind of stopped, and you went, oh, happy Valentine's Day, by the way, and 4,000 women fainted, gone, boom, everyone was like, oh my God, it's George Ezra saying happy Valentine's Day to me.
Did I really do that?
You did. It was very slick, I have to say.
God, do you know what? Even you tell it, I'm like, go on, George. That sounds far too smooth for me.
Nope, you pulled
it off. That sounds like... I don't harbour that energy these days. I need to reconnect with that past version of me.
You've gone from suave, you know, wishing women Valentine's Day to give me fake tea facts.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's a full...
This is the natural trajectory.
That's life.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
That is life. And final question... You've never been a big party animal, right? Jigsaws. You're into them.
Love a jigsaw.
Really?
Yeah, do love a jigsaw.
What's the biggest one you've ever done?
I think I've done a 2,000 piece. Ooh. Yeah, come on. Maybe it might have even been 2,500. Yeah, but I guess life is about variety. I enjoy a party too.
Okay.
It's like you've got your puzzles and the party. PP, you need both in your life, puzzles and party.
That's the next. That's the name of your next tour, George Ezra. Puzzles and party tour. You're welcome. I think the biggest
puzzles and parties.
We've done it. Get the marketing team in. It's done. George, finally, what I do is everybody who comes on the show, okay, they have to enter Pamela's pressure cooker.
Pamela's pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm. Pamela's puzzles and parties.
This is magical. Pamela's posh puzzles and parties. The tour with George Ezra. We've done it. That's your marketing done for the next few years. That's a good one. So, it's kind of just a fun get to know you style quiz. You get 60 seconds on the clock. There's no wrong answers. Just a bit of fun. We'll tot up your score at the end and see how you do. Mimi Webb has taken part. I know you recently covered her song House on Fire. Sam Fender is the current leader with 10. Okay. And I know you've toured with him, so I'm imagining a little bit in competition here.
Yeah.
Now, clear your mind, right? It's kind of just... rapid fire questions. I've got a feeling about this. Are you ready to go, George?
Hit me.
Okay. What reality TV show do you think you could win?
I think I'm a Celeb.
Good one. Which Disney character do you identify the most with?
Robin Hood, the original one.
If you could only eat the same meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I mean, the one that came to mind was pasta pesto. Can't go wrong.
You absolutely cannot. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Invisibility.
Who is the most famous person in your phone book?
Genuinely don't know. Probably Ed, but he doesn't have a mobile phone, so it's an email.
Just Ed. Just first name Ed, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
My name
is Ed. If you weren't in your current career, what would you be doing?
I like the idea of postman, gardener, something local, something outdoors.
You're so good at this. What is the most random thing you keep in your junk drawer beside your bed?
Oh, just every, like, just lighters, Polaroid pictures, receipts. It's a nightmare.
What, in your opinion, is the greatest TV show ever made?
Oh, I don't know the answer to this. Maybe Peep Show.
That's fine. Can you do an Irish accent?
No.
That's an answer. It'll do. Final question. Is this your favourite interview you've ever done in your life?
I think it might have to be, yes.
Thank you. That's it. George, it's been an absolute pleasure. I cannot wait to go on the piss with you. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Lovely.
Have a lovely
day.
George.
Thanks a million. Bye. Pamela Joyce. Playing the music you love at lunchtime. Today FM.